Greetings and welcome to our weekly insurance news wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. This is Paige Estrotori, and today is Saturday, April 27th, 2024. We've got a lot to cover, so let's get started. Our top story: a vintage automobile enthusiast found himself at a crossroad after the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or AFCA, denied his home insurance claim for damage suffered by his non-operational 1970 Mercedes-Benz 280E. AFCA stated, "Mechanical vehicles, whether operational or not, don't fall under home insurance coverage." Although the insurance provider, Allianz, has been recommended to compensate 1,000 for poor handling of policyholders' legal liability issues, the original claim remains rejected. This case highlights the importance of understanding your insurance policy's finer details. Moving on, the aftermath of flood events brings in good news from various communities across Victoria. At the federal inquiry hosted in Heathcote, testimonies applauded the advancements in insurance claim handling post-flood events. Witnesses, including officials from Bendigo, Mitchell, and Macedon Ranges Shire Councils, brought a focus towards increasing resilience rather than just replacing what was lost post-disaster. Still, we also heard about the rise of risky self-insurance among small businesses. As the inquiry extends to regions like North Queensland and Tasmania, we must remain attentive to the comprehensive report due by September 30th. The next story is a stark reminder for travelers regarding the importance of comprehensive insurance. A traveler whose dream Hawaiian vacation was disrupted by unexpected wildfires found their claim denied by Mitsui Sumitomo due to this lack of natural disaster coverage in their chosen policy. AFCA maintains that the insurance company's policy terms were clear, making it the claimant's responsibility to opt for additional coverage if needed. This incident underscores the need to decipher policy details for complete and adequate protection against any unforeseen events. That wraps up this week's insurance news. Stay informed and remember to visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au for more on personal and business insurance. This is Paige Estrotori, signing off until next time.